annual fundraiser for the Price Tower. It's coming up next Friday on March the 6th.
Wow, that's fast.
So, yeah, so the invitations have already gone out. We're already getting folks responding and purchasing tickets and tables. So if you're interested in going, and I think most people are, it's the best party in town. It's going to be at the community center. Let us know, because you can go online, purchase your tickets, or you can call us, and we'll get you on the name, your name on the list.
Give me a little history on the gala. What's it all about, and what does it all entail?
So this year, we're doing a number of things differently. We've got a new band, Zodiac Band, which is kind of has some local ties to it, but they're going to be a great band. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And we have an auctioneer that's coming in from outskirts of town. He's in Perry.
Okay.
And he's a state recognized champion auctioneer. His name's Tony, and he's a great guy. We had him last year, and he's coming back again this year. And so we're going to be doing a number of live auction items that are going to be spectacular. We've got some silent auction items. We have an artist that is going to be with us as well. He's a live artist. He's not going to be the fast painting live artist, but his name is Tim Kinney, and he's out of Norman, and he's spectacular. And have you heard of him?
I saw his works at the Right Chef. He had the aspens, you know, and everything
yes.
else, and all those nice, you know, forest type scapes. They were wow,
spectacular.
yeah, eye popping.
That's his iconic painting, and he's going to be finishing one of those at the gala. It's going to be a 36x42. It's going to be huge, and we're going to be auctioning it off. And he's so gracious. He's going to finish the painting. He paints with a palette knife and no brushes, and so it's real thick oil. And all the proceeds from that, he's giving back to the Price Tower. He's also doing 8 paintings of the Price Tower. So I don't know if you'd seen those when you were over.
I saw a couple of them, yeah.
Right. And so we're selling those as well, and he's donating a percentage of the proceeds to Price Tower as well. And those are each $1,900.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful, and they're from different angles of the tower, different seasons, you know, different times of the day. And he's just done an amazing job. I'm picking up the last one later this week. So
we're going to have to bring him back to get the new backyard thing taken care of.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yeah, we will. We will. But he'll be there.
Uh-huh.
Him and his wife will be there. And he's done just some amazing works. And the aspens are, you can go onto his website and take a look at him. And we're going to be posting, I think we posted something on Facebook Friday or Saturday in reference to him and his work.
Oh, I tell you, folks, if you didn't see it at the Right Chef, or if you haven't seen them online, they are eye-popping. And I'm telling you, if you work with a palette knife and oil, you have to be a skilled person to do that. No happy trees here, Bob Ross.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
And those things, happy accidents, Bob Ross.
Those
he makes
things,
beautiful trees.
They stay wet for...
Ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're so thick. But, I mean, they're just, you know, the texture of them just pops and comes
to
life.
Well, it comes to life,
yeah. Yeah, they're just beautiful, so.
By the way, on the Right Chef, I want to get back to that. I want to congratulate you, your staff, and everybody that was even remotely attached to
it,
Tri-County and everything. That's a party. My friend, that was spectacular.
Thank you, yeah.
Big time.
We had a great event. You know, it starts on Saturday when they fly in, and it's a pretty whirlwind experience for them and for our committee and for our board and volunteers and our staff. And by the time Monday comes around, when they compete all day and then we have the reception that's open to the public, we had about 180, maybe 190 folks that were there in the gallery at the Price Tower. And it was just a lot of fun. And we announced the winner, which is this is the first year we've done that. And usually we, you know, kind of wait a couple of days and call them on the phone and do that. But this year we announced the winner there.
That added to the excitement. That added to the appeal, I think. And those, all of your chefs were ready to hit the wall when it was done.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, there was a lot of adrenaline going on, and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And Chef Jordan was
Jordan Keene, he's from Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
And he and his wife, and they have a 9-month-old baby, they're going to be moving to Bartlesville probably early next week.
So good.
He's going to be here in time for the gala. We're going to introduce him to the public again at the gala, and then he'll fire it up the following week and start working with Chef Nook and creating his menus and, you know, and getting things kind of orchestrated for the blowout of his menu. So we're excited about that.
You know something, Chef Nook, I'll give him credit. That was going on. You had all the chefs doing their thing, putting out their little samples and everything. And he's still running the show. You'd think, well, you know, I can lay back a little bit here and kind of enjoy this. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was nose to the grindstone. He was, you know, pounding it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because when I was talking to him throughout the competition, because he was one of our mentor chefs, and he worked with them and kind of coached them along during the competition.
Sure.
And then did a little evaluation. The judges, he was not part of the judging panel, but he was part of the, you know, just the evaluation of the judging. And he said, you know, this is tougher being on this side of it than it was last year being on that side. Because he said, I knew what I was doing with the food and with the preparation and that kind of thing. But he's going to be a great asset for us moving forward and working to bring, you know, Chef Jordan in and just, you know, develop him through the process. So we're really excited to have that in our stockpile. And I've talked to a lot of people who are excited to welcome Jordan and enjoy his food here soon.
Well, the gala's coming up hot on the heels of that. And I think that's a good thing because you give people a little time to kind of breathe a little bit, but still fresh in their memory just how exciting that competition was at the Price Tower.
Yeah.
So with the Price Tower Gala, we've got the painting, we've got the paintings, we've got the auctioneer, we've got Zodiac. What's for dinner?
So Chef Nook is going to be, he created the menu.
Awesome.
And so he's going to be, it's a braised tenderloin, kind of on the bone. Oh. We've got an amazing salad. He's fixing a delicious dessert that we're going to be having as well. And so one of his signature pieces that he's not introduced before, but we're going to have it as dinner. So it's going to be delicious, and looking forward to that.
This goes to the foundation, the proceeds?
The proceeds go to, yeah, help offset the costs as they are for the operations of the Price Tower. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that is something else, you know, and you're looking for a big crowd, of course. The invitations are out, but if you didn't get yours, just go ahead and call, right?
Yeah, do. Call, or it's really easy. You can go online.
Yeah,
that's
that
super easy. And then the next day, on the 7th, just to, you know, plug a 5K run that Mary Martha's doing, the Shamrock the Ville, is going to be running. And they start and finish. It's a new course, but it starts and finishes there at the Price Tower. And so it's, you know, it's always an amazing race that they do such a great job with. But we're thrilled that they have chosen to kind of partner with our location and have their race out in front of the Price Tower. So that's the next morning. So I have a friend of mine who's coming in from Tulsa, and he's coming to the gala, and then he's racing the next morning. So everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it. Well, that sounds like just so much fun. I mean, it really does. And, of course, you're at the cool side of town because that's where everything's going up here. I just drove by, and the green space.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of things popping up out of the ground, like the band shell and everything else.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
I took some pictures. I was up on Saturday, and I took some pictures up on the 15th floor.
Uh-huh.
And because you can start seeing, not only are they putting in a bunch of trees, they're starting to put in the smaller landscaping pieces as well, some shrubbery, some bushes, some plants. And they've got things that are going to start cooking here. So it's, you know, the band shell looks amazing. It's huge.
It is. And, a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and the sidewalks that they're putting in and the angles of the, you know, of the concrete and the boulders, those rocks that they've, you know, pulled out of Osage County that they're putting in there. Mm. It's going to be a spectacular place. And May 1st is the kickoff. It's going to be a Friday where we're going to have, with the city, it's a citywide thing that we're going to participate in as well. So
now you're getting things kind of lined up there to, you know, make sure that folks, if they want, they can come over to the Price Tower and have a little social gathering.
We are. Yeah, so we're excited. Because
a little restaurant type of thing, right?
We are. We're going to be opening up our downstairs and doing some remodeling down there in order to accommodate, you know, folks to come in and just get some fast casual food. Mm-hmm. And we're going to open up the back terrace that's kind of there to the south. That's just right out there between us and the green space. And we're going to have, you know, there's a already a canopy there that used to be covered parking. And so we're going to have that now as covered dining, put some tables and chairs out there. But we're also going to have, you know, opportunities for people to eat and enjoy, you know, maybe an adult beverage or of their selection out there as well.
And don't forget that the Price Tower is a functioning hotel. So, you know,
that
you
it is.
Folks coming in, you really want to spoil them rotten when the shows start kicking off. Get them a room there.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to do kind of a revamp on all of our rooms as well.
Oh, really?
We've got all new linens and bedding, and we're going to refresh some of the elements that are in the bathrooms and put up some new artwork. And so we'll be ready come May 1st, and when the ground breaks outside, we're going to be opening up some new looks on the inside as well.
Man, this is something else. It's really exciting times. And once again, the gala is coming up.
Coming up Friday night, March the 6th.
At the Bartlesville Community Center, across the way.
Yep. And they put in a sidewalk so people can walk over from here to there. I was thrilled to see that. So, yeah.
Just in time. And, of course, Chef Nook going to put some magic out there. Zodiac will be playing. We'll have the auction both silent and live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. What's the ticket cost?
$175.
That's not bad.
It is an expense, but you know, it's such a great way to be able to help, you know, support the Price Tower and the things that that we're doing there to encourage, you know, that amazing structure to just continue in the preservation of it. It's very expensive to run that that facility, especially from the, you know, the construction of the heat and the air and the plumbing and everything's. Everything's old and everything's custom, so it costs a lot of money.
Well, it's a Frank Lloyd Wright building. We have to keep it right.
Yeah, we do. We do. So, yeah. So I appreciate everybody's support, and we're going to have a great crowd, and I hope that everybody will consider being a part of it.
Go to the website, pricetower.org. That'll get you going here. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the ongoing things that are going on inside the building at the Price Tower these days? We've got some art on display.
We do. So we have the Bruce Goff and Herb Green exhibit that we'll go through for about 5 more weeks. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of looking at that. We also have the paintings that Tim Kinney will be auctioning off and selling.
Which are huge.
Yes, and they're beautiful. So they're part of the gallery as well. We also, you know, we have continue doing the tours of the building. We have a great set of docents, and Price Connors, who is our staff liaison for all of those things, does an amazing job. And we've opened up a new 9th and 10th floor Bruce Goff apartment, which is where he lived when he was there. And we've opened it back up. It's just been kind of a stale couple of spaces there for a while, and so we've opened that up and put it in a number of his artifacts and his collection that we had in our archives, and so people can come in and see that as well. And so we've got, you know, next year's the 65th anniversary of the completion of the Price Tower. So we've got a number of things that we're going to be doing to honor probably throughout 2021. I know it's only February, but throughout 2021. In order to honor the Price Tower, the Price family, and Frank Lloyd Wright, and all that it's done to the Price Tower, and you know that it's brought to Bartlesville.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff coming up. I like that. It keeps keeps things popping and everything. So the Copper Restaurant, the hours, the days, they're open when?
We're open Copper. We're open on Tuesday through Saturday. We have a great Saturday brunch, but we open from lunch from 11 to 2, and then happy hour at 4 o'clock. Dinner starts at 5 and goes to 9. And so, you know, it's fantastic views, great food. And this will be one of your last chances to get, you know, Nook's food. You know, he's going to be probably, yeah, he definitely will be phasing out when Chef Jordan comes in. But this will be one of your last chances over the next month to retaste his food if you've had an opportunity to have it before. And if you've heard about it and not, make reservations because it's really delicious food. And we'll have him around because he is staying on as our general manager and executive chef. And so we'll have him around and maybe do some specials during the year. But if you want some of his beignets or some of his amazing bread puddings and red beans and rice, you know, you better get up there soon.
Yeah, make that reservation.
Make that reservation.
Rick, thank you very much, and we'll be seeing you, I guess, on Friday, week from Friday.
Yes.
At the gala. Thank you very much.
Great.
Appreciate it. You've been listening to, of course, our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.